Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Greg Pickle. It's time for Ask Greg. And you can always send your questions for Greg through the app. And also, we're running low on questions, guys, so you got to send us some. If you don't have the app, you could also email us at info@KSNSports.net. That's info@KSNSports.net with your questions for Greg. All right. As I said, it's quarter number three. It's Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And guys, baseball is back. That's right. The boys of summer will be getting back out on the diamond this week. And while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, plenty of action to be had from the comfort of home. No better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Here's how you take advantage of this offer. All you have to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team. And for every home run they hit in that game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. So you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000, and that's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, quarter number three. Ask Greg. Are you all ready for the questions, Greg?
I'm good to go, Jim.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with our buddy Mike from Littleton, Colorado. Mike says, hello, gents. With all the talk about recruiting visits being detrimental to Penn State's efforts, why is it a difference with other schools? Even playing field, right? Do other schools do better with the remote recruiting? Mike continues by asking, Greg and Jim, how are you hitting them? I seem to be getting worse on the golf course lately, says Mike. And before you answer, Greg, I'll give my answer. I'm with Mike. I'm getting worse on the golf course, not better. How about you?
Well, I feel like I'm getting worse only because I'm playing more than I think I ever had before, just because there's not really much else you can go do and be outside and socially distance and all of that. So I feel like I'm getting more reps this year, Jim, which just gives me more opportunity for failure. So yeah, I would probably agree with both of you guys as well. As for the question about an even playing field and recruiting, if I understood it correctly, I think that, you know, there's so many kids, and Jim, if I don't answer this correctly, just reboot me, but I feel like there's so many kids who are interested in Penn State because they like Coach Franklin, or they like one of the other coaching staff members, or they saw what happened with Saquon Barkley or Etur Gross-Matos or Micah Parsons or whatever. A lot of these kids need to actually come see State College first and really get a feel for campus and town and what it's like and how you can get there. I mean, let's not forget that unlike some of the places Penn State recruits against, it's not always the easiest thing to get to State College. Sometimes you got to fly into Harrisburg and drive. Other times you got to get weird connections to get into State College. So that can be a bit of a challenge too. And, you know, I think that Penn State will try its best to show kids all that they can virtually. And I'm sure that they've had people walking around campus with their camera phone flipped around to kind of do a virtual tour, and all the same things can apply to the locker room and things like that. But I do think that, unlike a lot of its peers, Penn State really needs to bring kids into town to show them what it's like, to give them a feel for campus and everything else. And they haven't been able to do that since March. So there's really no way to even that playing field that I'm aware of. But Penn State obviously is definitely going to be among the schools hoping that they can get kids back on campus sooner rather than later.
I agree with that, Greg. I think there's Penn State is just so good at those on-campus visits, and to not have that, I'm not going to use the word unfair because it is a level playing field. Everybody has to deal with this, But I believe, especially at the elite schools, you're going to Ohio State or you're going to Clemson or Alabama. That's an elite school that makes the playoffs every year and will get me to the NFL. That you don't have to be on campus for that to be the case. Penn State, I think that in person, that being on campus, and anyone who has met James Franklin in person and had upfront personal contact with him understands just how attractive that can be and how wonderful that experience can be. And he doesn't have that. I know he does the Zoom thing, but it's not quite the same as being there in person. So I do think that's a disadvantage for Penn State right now. All right. Next up is Alan from Las Vegas. I think this is the first time we've heard from Alan. And Greg, I'll warn you, this may be a foreshadowing of what we're going to get in Grind My Gears, but here's Alan's question. Hi, Greg. Enjoy listening to you and the entire Keystone Sports crew. Have you heard how Penn State will determine the game or games the season ticket holders will be able to attend? What will ticket distribution look like for the students? Does Penn State have a plan if or when 100,000 plus people wearing white show up for the Ohio State game?
Yeah, definitely don't think that's going to happen. Don't think Penn State has a – well, they haven't released a plan publicly yet, let's put it that way. And I think that's because, if we can just be honest for a second, I don't know how much control Penn State has over this situation, really. I'm sure Eric Barron and Sandy Barber can offer input to Governor Tom Wolf's office and Health Department Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine's office, but – ultimately, I think they're the ones that are going to make the decision on this. And as Jim, you and I talk on July 21st, you can currently only have 250 people at an outdoor event and 25 at an indoor event, or 25% of your capacity, whichever is lower. So I think Penn State's going to hold out hope to be able to host fans this fall. But we've already seen one Big Ten school, Rutgers, decide that it's not going to even host fans this fall. And then there was something that was out there that I got to go back and look at, but they were suggesting at one point that maybe just family and friends would get to come, so they'd be under, I think, 500 people. Perhaps Penn State will do something similar, but I don't know what they're going to do, Jim. It's going to get messy, and I'm sure that folks are going to want a refund if they can't go to the game, and Penn State might just roll that money over to next year, as some other of its peers have done. So it is going to be interesting for sure, but they don't have a plan yet. And I think part of that, Jim, is I don't think the governor's given them a plan really quite yet, other than the ones that we have seen that apply mostly. I mean, and the idea of these is related to bars and restaurants and conference venues and things like that, not necessarily Penn State football or college football. So, you know, the same thing kind of came up with the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, not too long ago, where, you know, at first the city, it seemed like they came out and said, you're not going to have any fans there this year. And then it seemed to be that I think they said they're going to reevaluate that. So I think Penn State and Sandy Barber and Eric Barron and the Wolf administration are probably evaluating that on almost a daily basis. But, you know, we might not know until very late in the game. And then I think there's probably only two options, Jim, once you know how many people you can have. One would be to do a lottery, or you just go on the, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I always screw this up, what is it, the Nittany Lion Club points, I think it is. Maybe just start at the top of that list and work your way down until you fill up. I don't know what other alternatives that there are at this point.
Well, I think, Alan and everyone else listening, I think the way we have to look at this is, first of all, let's just be happy if there's football. And having fans there, that's the second thing to deal with. And there's no doubt you're not going to see the 100,000 fans. If they do have fans, it'll be a limited number. And the schools that come out with some of these announcements now, I saw Illinois put out no tailgating and would have 20% capacity. And, you know, there's so much time still, several weeks, a lot could change. So let's just talk in terms of whether there's football or not as the most critical thing.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Next up, Jimmy, I was going to say quick, I agree with that completely. And there's also the thought process too, that, you know, at some point, if the capacity is going to be so low, I think you have to wonder if it's even worth it, honestly. You know, is it even going to be worth having all the things you have to have in place to have people there if you can only have 15% of capacity or 10% of capacity? Who knows? We got to wait for those decisions to be made. But no question, even if we just have to watch the games on TV and nobody can be there, but maybe some friends, or I'm sorry, some family members of the players, you know, I think we would all take that at this point.
Oh, definitely. We talked about baseball earlier. That's what baseball is doing. They're playing without fans, and that's the very real possibility, I believe. All right. Next up is Brad from Doylestown. Greg, who is the most underrated player on offense and defense from the past 10 years or so, and why?
Oh, like the past 10 years. So let's just condense that to the current team just for the sake of me not having to think too hard today. I'll have a better answer for that.
We don't want that.
No, definitely not. You know, looking back on it, I always thought Jason Cabinda was a very underrated player. If you're looking for something a little bit further down the in the past a little bit. I don't want to go too far back. But, you know, looking at the current roster, I think you could make a couple candidates here. Defensively, I'm torn between a couple of guys. You know, looking at Penn State's depth chart right now, I really think that Ellis Brooks is a guy who's constantly overlooked. And he's one that while he hasn't had a chance to really play a huge role yet this year, yet during his time at Penn State, I think you're going to see him have a huge year this year. So he'd be my pick on defense, Jim. Then over on the offensive side of the ball, I think there's a handful of names you could pick from. The one for me is actually going to surprise people, I think. It's going to be Will Fries. I think he receives a lot of flack and a lot of heat for his play, which I think is actually better than a lot of people want to give him credit for. So I'm going to go with Will. I know there's some areas he must improve this year if he's going to hold off some of these younger players that are fighting for reps behind him. But I think he's a guy who gets buried a little bit by the fan base, maybe more than he should.
I agree that with Will, your assessment of Will Fries, and playing tackle is a little bit similar to playing cornerback on defense. You're sometimes put on an island, you're exposed, and you could play an absolutely perfect game, but on a single play, you get beat. That's what people remember. And that's actually what happened to Will Fries last year. There were a couple times they left him alone against some very good pass rushers, like against Ohio State, and you saw what happened. On defense, you mentioned Ellis Brook. I just want to say that position, middle linebacker, just whoever's playing middle linebacker on defense for Penn State, I think is an underrated player. All right, that's it for Ask Greg. We're going to announce our winner at the start of quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.